but no answer came. The cold moonlight flowed over me and the grave and the rest of us there in that cemetery, the dead and the half-dead. After half an hour I gave up trying to reach into the past. I wheeled myself home. Geltia was at the kitchen table, sewing. "We talked about where you could sleep, Andrew," she said, not looking up. "Do you think you could make it up the ladder?" I looked at the hole in the ceiling above my head. Then I made my assault on that ladder. I climbed one rung at a time, putting my good foot up, hauling the other after it. The pain made perspiration stand out on my forehead, but I turned my head so the others did not see. My old bed was waiting for me, clean sheets turned down invitingly. I lay for a long time staring at the sloping ceiling, and at last, far too close to tears for a 21-year-old man, I fell asleep wondering what had happened to my great adventure. The next morning, taking only my cane, I hobbled out to get reacquainted with the village. The people I met were polite, but they also seemed embarrassed. They would look uncomfortably at my uniform and then at my foot. "Did you hurt yourself out there in the East Indies or somewhere?" they asked. Obviously, the war was unpopular in Holland, and I suppose lost wars always are. It was clear by now that Indonesia would soon be independent, and so it was easiest to pretend that we'd always intended it that way. Returning veterans only made it difficult. For an odd reason I could not understand, the house where I was headed was the Wetstras. I found them at home, and accepted with pleasure their invitation to a cup of coffee. We sat around the kitchen table while Mr. Wetstra asked me about Sukarno and the communists, and at last a more personal question. "Did you find that adventure you were looking for, Andy?" I looked down at the floor. "Not really," I said. "Well," he said, "we'll just have to keep praying." "For adventure? For me?" I felt the angry flush climbing up the back of my neck. "Sure, I'm a natural for adventure now. When it calls, I'll limp right out to meet it." Immediately I was ashamed. What had made me answer like that? I left them, feeling I had spoiled a friendship. Another person I'd been eager to see was Keyes. I found him at home, upstairs in his room, bent over a large pile of books. After a rather strained greeting, I picked up one of the books and was amazed to find that it was a theological treatise. "What's this?" I asked. Keyes took the book from my hands. "I've decided what I'm going to do with my life." "You're lucky. What is it?" I asked, hardly believing the answer I knew he was going to give me. "I want to go into the ministry. Pastor Vanderhoop is helping me." Keyes made me squirm, and I got out of there just as soon as I politely could.